News.
Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:32. Artificial intelligence has been entering a new phase. It's not just technology of the future. It's now the subject of lawsuits and government efforts to set firm limits. On Monday, a federal jury ruled against Elon Musk and his lawsuit against OpenAI, opening the door for that company to issue a $1 trillion initial public offering. In the meantime, Musk is the target of a different lawsuit that seeks to hold his company liable for making deepfake pornography possible. That case was brought by a group of Tennessee teenagers whose images had been manipulated into AI porn. And this week on the Nash Villager podcast, WPLN's Nina Cardona looked back at the AI measures that were considered in Tennessee's General Assembly.
This year, the Tennessee legislature passed a bill that was supposed to make it a felony to train an AI chatbot in such a way that it suggests suicide or criminal homicide to a user. In particular, it sought to mandate specific guardrails for the way AI interacts with minors. The bill did pass, but only after being substantially watered down into a mandate that a Tennessee advisory board study the matter more deeply. Another measure would have required the companies that make AI programs to develop and hold to safety plans. That one got a lot of traction, but there was heavy lobbying against it from giant tech firms. Ultimately, it didn't cross the finish line by the end of the legislative session. That said, one AI bill in the General Assembly this year has been signed into law in the same form that was first proposed. That new law bars the use of AI that is presented to the public as if it were communication from a mental health professional.
You can listen to the full episode of the Nash Villager podcast at WPLN.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Tennessee is working to distribute about $1 billion in federal grants for rural health projects. The application for some of those projects just opened. This is all part of the Trump administration's Rural Health Transformation Fund. States compete for funding, then give the money to community organizations, health providers, and other groups. The state established several focus areas for projects, like chronic disease prevention and memory care access. It will open month-long application windows for each focus area throughout the summer. First up is perinatal and pediatric behavioral health. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.